We have WrestleMania. We have the Super Bowl. We have right now. How are you feeling today, brother?
Feeling pretty good. The timing, pretty good.
This is like, we were talking before this about when I first started the podcast announcement, and you've been always one of my biggest supporters for it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the love. And we got love for the green. Look at all this. We're like leprechauns up in here, you know?
You know how to wear this, you know, because game night, you know?
That's right. That's right. Because with me, Patriots are probably my top Boston team. How long have you been like a Celtics guy? Has it been since birth?
That's a funny story. I have a long story for that. I didn't get into the NBA till like 2011.
Mm-hmm.
It was like around the LeBron Heat era when I didn't like him at all. Fun fact, respect to all the Celtics fans that I've met personally that are friends with me, but I was actually an OKC fan at first, a Thunder fan.
Really?
So KD, he's my favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then like, when I seen what the Celtics were like, it was with KG, Rondo, Paul Pierce. I was like, I like that. I like that. So, you know, I started liking them, and then like, didn't become a hardcore fan till, not hardcore, but like more of a fan till like 2015 with Isaiah Thomas and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started really getting into it. And then here now, I mean, look at me. I won all the championship year and everything. So.
Yes, sir. I'll never forget, I was playing 2K13. It was probably the last 2K game I ever played because I'm more of an NFL guy.
Yeah.
And I would press the hell out of the LeBron Heat team. I'd be like, I'm going to shoot with Mario Chalmers. I'm going to shoot with Chris Anderson. I think he was like banned from the NBA, right? Isn't he banned or something?
I think so. I don't know what happened to him, but.
They have this thing about like, these are all the people that are banned from the NBA, and I don't even know what happened to them. It's like, what do you got to do to get banned from the NBA? Like, you got to do some crazy shit for that, you know?
Yeah.
I'll never forget when you told me, because I had a brain fart, you told me just now that KD was your top dog.
Yeah.
Because I remember when you first told me, and I was like, that is respect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because Boston resident.
He was supposed to be a Celtic.
Yes.
Back in 2017, he was supposed to be traded here, but they decided he wanted to go to the Warriors, in which I hated. Mm-hmm. Really, I despised him. And respectfully, he's my favorite player ever, but I do have some criticism for him. I respect what he did as in went to go get the rings with a super team. But, I mean, regardless, as a player, he's, like, easily my favorite player, regardless of what happened. But I still don't respect, unless he gets a ring without that team. I mean, other than that, he's still my favorite player, though. OKC is like my second favorite team, but Celtics obviously number one.
Mm-hmm.
So, on top of, you know, all the Celtics fans I've met that I'm friends with now, that's another topic I want to get into about, you know, how I met those people and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So, my friend Jonathan, best friend, there was one night, I think it was during, I forget what it was, I think it was the KG, retirement jersey.
Yeah.
I went by myself. I didn't have a car. It was 2021.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yo, GRD's going to be there. I never met GRD. I didn't know who he was. He told me he was a big, like, Celtics fan or whatever. So I was like, you know what? All right, I'm going to go meet him. Myself, I was nervous as hell. I never met a famous person before. Other than another story I'm going to talk about later.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, yeah, I'll try to go do it. And I went during halftime, and I met him, chill dude. We took a picture, and that's it. After that, I tagged him. We conversated on Instagram and Twitter. And after that, I met Bats, too. This was, like, during the 2020. This is last year's playoffs, actually. So I didn't meet Bats till the first watch party of 2022. This was like when they had the playoff run to the first finals they had. The first watch party I ever went to, it was the Heat or 76ers. It was a game 7 or something like that. I went to it with my dad because he'd never been to one. So I was like, let's try it out. I was nervous as well because I didn't know. I never been to a watch party. I didn't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen Baz. I'm like, I've seen him before. I'm like, what is he? I think he's like a Patriots guy. Went to him. Very chill dude. Still got picture with him till his day. He went GRD. That's how I met Babs. Very chill dude. And then at that we just like we connected. We follow each other on, you know, Instagram and Twitter. I follow both of them on Facebook as well because I have Facebook. And then like from last year, swatch parties. So if it wasn't for my friend Jonathan, I would never met any of these people because I never went to any big event by myself. I just went to like the movies with my friends or whatever. I never went to like a Celtics game by myself because I was always nervous. But now I have my car or whatever, so I just go to whenever I want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I met all these Celtics fans that are like part of GRD's group. They're all his friends. So like shout out to like, I don't know if you know any of them, but like Bree, Jesse, Ben, like this is like at least a dozen plus of them. All chill people I never met before, all Celtics fans. Mm. You know, they're all chill. They treat me like family. It's crazy because we only see each other during watch parties or games. But like we chat still off on social media without the games or whatever.
That's like super legendary how close you guys are. Because you know GRD by first name. Because when you said...
Crazy.
Yeah, Brian, right?
Yeah.
Because that was so cool. You were like, oh, there's Brian and Corey. I was like, bro, that's so cool that you have the VIP treatment with it. It's insane because I remember you introduced me to them.
Yeah.
And I saw Babs, I think, on 7 News during the Rams Super Bowl in 2019. And he had the tattoo. And I was like, bro, this guy's going places. And he's doing great causes. He's doing stuff for kids who are sick. You know, great foundations.
He's when he works for the Boston hospital, something like that for kids or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's another thing too. I don't know if you knew about that. That's why he probably does it.
Because I don't know about you, but I believe in like good karma. Like if you do good stuff, the good stuff will return to you after for it.
Yeah.
You know, you spread that good energy. And those are two legends that are definitely spreading good energy because they set up the watch parties at Big Night Live, right?
No. And like they don't have to do it, but Big Night Live's like, you know what? They always have it. They did it at the Brook Casino in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. They did it twice, but they're going to do it during the playoffs last year, and they just decided not to do it. They're doing the Super Bowl this year, but I'm like, I'm not going to go. They actually have a special guest there. I don't know if you see them on their social media, but it's Ty Law.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go, though, because, I mean, I could care less about traveling an hour away to go see the Super Bowl, but if it was there in the playoffs or finals, I probably would have done it. But yeah, they're really, really chill people. I only met them because I went by myself to things, like to these games, whatever. I only went by myself. I met these people by myself. Imagine that. Someone like me, you would never expect to be like, oh, how do you know all these people? You might, my family tell me, like, how do you know all these people? I'm like get on TV, get on Jumbotron or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you know these people? Like, you're always on TV. I'm like, I just show up and I just know, you know. GRD, I call him, like, the Celtics ambassador. He's kind of is a Celtics ambassador, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, all of them, like, I met, like, so many people. Met Eddie House, Chris Forsberg.
Cedric.
Yes, that, too. You know that. Mike Gorman.
Was that, like, wasn't it in, like, the back of TD Garden? And he just, yeah, and he just stumbled upon you, like, he saw you?
Every time we had a watch party or, like, the game, I would always, like, after it, wait till like everyone left, and then like once we're about to leave, like I was like, you know what, I'm gonna just go because like just everyone's just leaving. I was walking away, I was on the phone with my brother, and then all of a sudden I heard him and I see him from a distance. I'm like, is that Mike Gorman? I called out to him. He was like, yeah. I'm like, dude, I mean, I gotta get a picture. He was mad chill, his wife is mad chill, you know, just like things that happen like that. I always wanted to get a picture with people. I wish it was Tommy as well, but you know, rest in peace to him.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I'm so grateful for like the position I'm in, because if I never went to just like think about myself, I never would have met any of these people, and I still would have been just that casual, normal person that just goes to games and just, you know, enjoys them. So
see, that's the thing. It's like sometimes you got to take the risk, because I saw this thing on Facebook. It said, if you don't take the risk, then there won't be any change.
Yeah.
You know, you saying that you went to a sporting event by yourself, which is so cool, because I call that having a date with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like good self-care. I did that once, a day kind of like that. I think it was like December of 2023. And I wore a suit, because sometimes when you wear the suit, you can get away with some stuff because they think that you're like top dog shit, you know? The big thing is, I went over to this Boston hotel and I spent money for this parking garage for something that wasn't even like worth it because I was there for 5 minutes. But I went up to the top of a hotel because I found out from the show that we watch, 98.5 Sports Up, shout out Zoe and Beetle. They were doing media row at that hotel for the Army-Navy game. And I found out that Gronk was there, so I went there.
Oh, really?
And I saw Gronk, and I said, can I get a picture with you, Rob? And his people that were with him were like, yeah, he's not ready for it. He's going to do some interviews. And he was like, don't listen to them. I'm taking the picture with you. I was like, oh, my gosh, it was so lit. Oh my gosh.
Didn't care?
Yeah, he told the people basically to F off, and like he did the picture with me. It was crazy. And that same day, I went down to Gillette because they were doing more Army-Navy stuff because that's when the game was there. And then there was like little tiny games or whatever. It was cool to see. It was so fun. And as I was actually going over to Gillette to get ready for the Raw, I was going to by myself.
You went to Raw by yourself? I mean, I went to it by myself, obviously. So it's like the way you said it.
That's like one of the many similarities we have. It was the one in Providence because it was right after Punk returned. Yeah. And I was like, I got to see my boy, Phil Brooks. And I was getting ready for it. I randomly went to a Gillette bathroom to change, you know, because I was like, fuck it. I gotta change from this suit because I had the whole CM Punk gear.
I think I remember that picture. I think he took a picture or something.
Yeah, I had like the X sleeves and stuff. And as I was like, after I changed, I saw a CBS news person and she was looking for people. So I was like, hey, you looking for anyone to interview? And then she was like, yeah, yeah. And then she was like, Army or Navy? And I didn't think it through. I was like, I wasn't ready for the question. So I was just like, Army. I almost said Marines. So that would have been hilarious.
You're going to the tube and like, oh, no, not today.
And the main thing is those three things happened on the same day and it was a date with myself and I took the risk for it. So some people, they think, oh, if my friends aren't available for it, I can't do it. But that's what's cool about us. We love our friends, but if they can't make it, we'll still want to enjoy it.
Yeah. Like if you can't make it like an event, like me, like this times when I asked my brother, because we used to go to Celtics games, like that's how I first did it. And like there was times when he was like, I can't go. I'll be like, I want to go. But like now I just, no matter what, I just go by myself because like I don't really care. And like I just like it's a normal thing for me. It's crazy because like I'm not a people's person, but like whenever I go to games, I always meet these people and they're like, you know, they're chill, whatever. I'm aware of my surroundings and you have to be during this time because you just know what's going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, when I go to games or watch parties, I always, you know, be aware of like what's going on because like you just don't know, someone could just do something and like, so, but that's the thing. But like meeting these Celtics fans, like the ones that are like the actual real Celtics fans, I like to call them,
mm-hmm.
like GRD's people, like they're all chill. Like it's just crazy. Like the amount of like championship gear that they also get a lot. And I'm like, damn, how could they afford that? And it's like, there was one. So the first week of January, or like the week after Christmas this year or last year technically, they were like selling the championship rings, and Brie, I don't know if you know who she is.
Brie Marie, right?
Brie D.
Yeah.
After her. She was she has a website that she got the championship ring off of, and it was a good deal. Originally it was like 400 plus, but it was like 250. And I was like, I was waiting for it, and I was like, should I get it now or should I get it later? The last day, I was in the parking lot of my work right before I went to work, and like I went onto the story, and she was like, "This is the last day, is doing it 250." So I was like, "You know what?" I pulled the trigger and I got it, and I brought it today.
Really?
Won it?
Oh my gosh!
Look at it, but that.
Oh my gosh!
Box is up to you. I mean, but it's a 50.
Are you sure I can?
To get the box.
Oh my gosh!
That is. It's a replica, obviously. It's not the actual real thing, but it feels so real and it's heavy as hell.
Right.
But like it has my name on it. You can put your number on it too, whatever number you have. Like it's a like the
Oh my gosh. This is beautiful.
I wanted to, you know, show it to you, Sean, if you knew.
This is beautiful. Wow. Oh, I love how it has your name on the side.
Yeah.
That's some true fan stuff, bro. That's when you know. Because honestly, you are one of the best Celtics fans I know, and you're you're a true Celtics fan. You were there, like, you were there before.
During the hard times. I'm talking, like, when our team was so bad, I was like, it was so bad, bro. But, like, that was, like, when I got that, I only buy sentimental stuff. I don't buy stuff to waste your money on.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I had to get it because I was, like, if I didn't buy it, I would probably never have gotten it. I'm not buying a ring for $400, $500, not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I seen that deal, I'm like, I just had to do it. So I just bought it, and I don't regret it.
Yeah.
When they first won the title, they had, like, the championship stuff. They had the trophy as well, but
yeah.
$100. So I was like, you know what? It's limited edition. There's only a certain amount they were selling. Wanted to get it, too. I bought that. It was only $100. Mm. Other than that, I mean, I'm satisfied. There's people that bought a lot more stuff that's, like, championship worthy. I'm like, I still want to get the championship belt, the WWE belt that they have. Mm-hmm. At like $500. I held that at the my Instagram story and my Instagram post that I made with Jordy.
Yeah.
He brought it to the Dynasty's tournament game. I held that. That's heavy as hell. That's official stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when I held that, I'm like, damn, this is heavy.
That reminds me when me and Harold went to WrestleMania 40. Yeah. In Philly, we were at like the pre-show area, and we were originally started in the very back, but then as the show was getting closer to start, people were moving to get to their seats, understandably. So we scoured through, I don't even know if that's the right word, but we just went through and ended up at the very front, right near the superstars when they were doing it with Pat. Yeah, with Big E and all of them and my boy Punk and Pat McAfee. Shout out to those guys. Those two are some of my tops. And what happened was one of the WWE producers came up to me, and we were in Philly, and I'm a Red Sox fan, but when a producer comes up to me, as like, because I had the bright CM Punk shirt on, yeah. So I kind of stuck out, and he had the bright Phillies championship belt.
I seen it on the pre-show or whatever.
It was insane because it was on Worldwide Peacock.
Yeah.
So right after it happened, they showed me holding the belt.
Yeah, the ears are going like, oh, that's Thomas and Hero.
It was wild because it was literally like how fast people used to come into stores on Black Friday,
yeah.
Because the text messages were coming in. It was like, I was getting either, oh my gosh, is this you? Or, oh my gosh, this person looks just like you. It was like,
you zoomed in on both you guys. Like,
it was like, crazy.
Yeah, Philly title. I'm like, there's no way out of all people they do that.
It was wild, bro. It was because WWE, that's kind of a new thing, right? Have they always done those custom belts?
No, they did. They started doing them in 2022, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing. So I'd never seen them before. They do it for MLB as well and NHL, but I mean, NFL is probably like the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's just, it's big though. They still do it. I'm like, they, like Atlanta, like when they had the, I forget if the little baby was doing it with the title, whatever. But. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. They've been doing it for like a couple of years now.
Because with WWE, that's definitely one of our other similarities. I'm giving some behind the scenes to you and whoever's listening. Bro, the Royal Rumble, because it's being, you know, recorded the day after the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Some behind the scenes, I was hanging out with one of my boys until 2 a.m. on Saturday night. And then I got home at 3-ish. And it was after the Royal Rumble happened. So I wasn't on social media. I didn't want to get spoiled. And I was thinking, oh shit, in less than 12 hours, I have my pod with Tim and I know we're going to talk about wrestling. So I have to watch it because I need to know
what's going on. You know, you don't want to be like, hey, did you watch it? And be like,
Exactly. And then I was like, I gotta be ready for it. So I went on Peacock and I saw it was like 4 hours and 20 minutes. So I just skipped through and each countdown that happened, that way I could see who returned and all that stuff. But that in between moments, bro, because I know when we were getting ready for the pod, you were like, you know what? We're going to wait until the pod to talk about it in depth. So Rumble, some people said it was meh. How do you feel it went?
It was not the best one.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. I'm not going to say it was bad. It was really good. But like when you watch the Rumble, just like WrestleMania and kind of SummerSlam, you expect a surprise. It's like last SummerSlam. Technically, everyone knew that Roman Reigns was going to come back, but it was still a surprise. Everyone was going crazy. So, like, during the Rumble, I expected, like, more people to come back. Like, I thought Becky Lynch was going to come back. I thought, like, Asuka, maybe. Randy Orton for the men's. I thought, like, you know, other people. But the only big surprise, honestly, was Alexa Bliss, and I'm happy about that. The merch that she was wearing, it said Fiend Forever. Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how, you know, she was, like, when she was last in WWE. But honestly, I mean, it was not mid. I don't like to use that word because it just seems like it's disrespectful. But it was not the best one. They overhyped it, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the outcomes, surprised that John Cena did not win. But Jey Uso, well-deserved. He deserves that way, like, tremendously. Charlotte Flair, I mean, I wish it was, like, someone else, too. Because I'm not really a big fan of her at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, expected. But, like, it's interesting how they did it because I don't know what to expect for Mania. Because, like, I'm like, John Cena should have won it. Everyone thought, even CM Punk, I thought CM Punk was going to win it. Didn't win it at all either. So I was like, wow. But other than that, the matches for a tag team and the ladder match, didn't really care for it because I already know who was probably going to win that anyway. Mm-hmm. So, in my opinion, I'll probably get, like, a 6 out of 10, in my opinion. I don't know how you thought about it, but
you said it so perfectly. I think, in my opinion, the highlight of the night was, for me as well, the Alexa Bliss moment.
That was so amazing.
I was like, holy shit.
I don't feel like she's going to come back, too.
Because time flies. I think it said on the stat line, I was like, last appearance since January of 23. I was like, bro, how's it been that long?
December, I think, right? Or something like that?
Yeah.
So she had a kid, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she looks really good. So it's like, I'm like, she lost all that weight. She looked really good. Like I said, I thought Becky Lynch would come back because she was taking care of her kids, too. But we don't know when she's going to come back. But other than that, Alexa Bliss, I'm happy that she's back.
Because Becky was supposed to come on the Raw Netflix premiere, but I don't know what happened. You know what I mean? It was the weirdest thing.
All I know is she was taking care of her kids. That's all I heard. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. I know she wasn't pregnant at the time because I don't know if she was.
Mm-hmm.
No one knew. It's just all I heard was she was taking care of her kid. But other than that, the Rumble, overhyped in my opinion.
I think people had a lot of expectations for it.
Yeah, I did too.
Because us being in the Hunter era, you know, he is killing it. He is doing better than Vince. It's just that I feel like every big pay-per-view, they're expecting massive, massive stuff. So that's why some people are like let down. It was good, but not as good as I thought it was going to be, you know?
Like, this is the only pay-per-view and event that he did that was not really that, like, great. It was good, but mm-hmm. It wasn't like, you know, like, they said it was the biggest one. They always like to say that, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't that big. I expected more, but, you know, they said surprises. I was like, I don't really need surprises at all, to be honest. I mean, Speed, that was probably, like, the only funniest thing about it. Because he was like, that moment was like, yeah, Speed, get your ass out there. I was like, there's no way. Because, like, as soon as I forget what's Tozawa or whatever, when he got knocked down, I was like, dude, there's someone special going to come out. There's someone special. Like, I was like, look, I'm like, is there anyone back? And then Triple H was like, you know what, Speed, get your ass out there. I'm like, there's no way.
That was like the Curtis Axel moment. Do you remember that years ago?
I think
it was that, like, that dead period where not a lot of people watched it. Because you said you didn't watch it for some point.
From 2012 to 2018 and 19.
So you missed all of my guy Punk's reign.
All that, because I stopped after, yeah, because, like, I think it stopped, like, right after Jerry Lawler had that medical issue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, it's not because of that, obviously, but I just didn't find it, like, fun anymore. You know, I did miss out on, like, the manias with The Rock and John Cena or whatever. I did miss that, but it's, like, I mean, I'm not really mad about it because they were still in it. They're still wrestling technically. So
I think the thing is that Vince looked at it and he was like, there's no competition. And that's why it's good sometimes to have the competition. Because at that time, there was no one really vying to take that number one spot. And obviously WWE is far ahead of All Elite Wrestling. But it's like, you know that the competition's a little bit there on the rear view. So that's why it's getting better. Like for Tom, I'm kind of mixing sports here. When Jimmy G was drafted, he did better because he knew Jimmy G was in the distance, you know?
I watched that documentary, though.
Which one?
The Dynasty.
Yeah, on Apple TV?
Yeah, that was like, they explained that whole situation. about him being like drafted and like how Bill Belichick was like, you know what? We're going to get rid of Tom. He didn't want to have Tom in there because he knew he was getting old. He didn't think he was going to be that, you know, that special. Obviously, we all thought differently. We all were surprised. But, yeah, no, but that whole thing, I was like, well, Jimmy G is still not bad.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do now.
I think he's like a backup for LA or something.
No idea where he's at right now.
See, that's insane how you can go at the top of the mountain, you know? He has rings even though he didn't really do anything in the Super Bowl. And he helped us when Tom was wrongfully suspended him. And now he's one of those players that we don't even know where the hell he is, you know? It's insane. I saw this thing with the Dynasty documentary. It was very big craft production. So sadly, there were some times where they were talking shit about Bill. And I was like, bro, you can't do that to someone who's helped us so much over all those years, you know? Because any documentary with my boy Thomas, Edward, Patrick, Brady, Jr., I'll watch that shit.
Freaking name there.
Oh, bro, I got all of his jerseys. I love that man.
Shit, though.
And that's actually an amazing segue because I love my boy Brady. You're probably looking at the biggest Brady fan you know. That being said, I remember seeing on your Instagram story, you're rooting for KC in the Super Bowl. So I don't know if this is going to be posted before or after the Super Bowl, but all I know is I don't want Patrick to pass Tom's legacy. So why are you big on the Chiefs?
Let me explain this for everyone because I know everyone, most people, probably my friends list are going to watch this too. And they're going to be like, well, everyone I know just does not like Pat Mahomes or the Chiefs. Yeah, I respect it because that's the sports. I don't like the Chiefs. I like Pat Mahomes. When he first came into the league, that's when I first liked him. Mm-hmm. Just like Joe Burrow. I don't really care for Lamar Jackson. But like, the reason why I'm cheering for Pat Mahomes, well, for this Super Bowl at least, is because I don't like Philly. I don't like respect to people that are my friends that are like Philly fans. I know who you are. But I just don't like their fans. Our fans are as bad too, I'm not going to lie, because I've seen it worse. But the Philly fans and just like their teams, I just don't like, it's mainly their fans. They just treat their, like, if you've seen videos of like their fans treating like other people, like not even just our fans, but like even during like the Packers versus Eagles, like the playoff series in the first round, there was this lady that was just like chilling. And like this old dude that was like probably 60 years old is talking so much shit to her. That she was a Packers fan. I'm like, dude, she's not even saying nothing to you. And he's behind her just talking. She's like, oh, yeah, your team sucks. You should get out of here. Like, she's not even saying nothing to you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's the thing. I just don't like how their fans are. I know not all fans are like that. And once again, I'm not saying to all fans, but certain fans, because that's like Celtics fans. I see racist stuff about what Celtics fans do and whatnot. Obviously, I'm not that person, but that's like, it's stereotypical. It's like, you know, how people talk about, like, racism and whatnot. Like, oh, you're white, you do this, you're whatever. Like, I don't like that. But besides that, the reason why I like Pat Mahomes is because, like, he's the Michael Jordan of the NFL, technically.
Oh, no.
So, he, like, bro, he's going to be... Think about it. People don't want to see the three-peat. People don't want to see the Tom Brady passing. Records are meant to be broken.
No.
I said this on a live, when you live, one of the first times you went live on Instagram, and Tony saw it. I said, records are meant to be broken, but like you said, you're a Tom Brady fan. I respect it. For me, when he went to go to Tampa, I wasn't really a fan of him because I'm not going to cheer for someone that's on a different team like that, especially that was on.
You're cheering for Pat. You're cheering for Pat, and he's not on the Patriots.
So the reason for that is obviously because I've always been a Pat Mahomes fan, not a Chiefs fan, once again, a Pat Mahomes fan. And for Tom Brady, I've always been a Pats fan, other than being my favorite player, Marshawn Lynch, a.k.a. Beast Mode. That's my second favorite team, is the Seahawks.
Do you see the thing on Pete Carroll's conference? And he yelled out, Raiders!
Yeah, that's another one. He's funny, too. I liked him as a head coach. But, Beast Mode, he's a favorite player in NFL. So, it's like, that's when I got, like, in the Seahawks. But like for Tom Brady, I'm a fan of him, don't get me wrong. He's the greatest of all time. Honestly, if the Chiefs do three-peat, okay, they will be the greatest dynasty in this decade. Not ever, but in this decade. Patriots, 20 years of dominance. Unless the Chiefs do 20 years of dominance to 2040, they're not...
That'd be insane.
They're not doing the greatest dynasty. Because Travis Kelce doesn't have much time left. There's a lot of people that don't have much time left. Pat Mahomes is like 28, 29, so he still has 10 more years. But like I said, if he three-peats, he'll be the first ever. And think about it. We never witnessed that. Unfortunately, we were going to. And that's another thing. That's why I don't like the Eagles either. Because that Super Bowl that we were in with the Eagles in 2017, I feel like that was rigged, in my opinion.
The Alshon Jeffrey touchdown? He was out of bounds.
The flags, I knew, like, I don't know football, like, crazy, but I know what calls should be called, and that's definitely a Super Bowl that I feel like was rigged, even though people say, oh, you're just a hater. I mean, honestly, bro, if you've seen the calls, especially that touchdown, you'd be like, bro, really?
Mm-hmm.
I think they just hit on Tom Brady, in my opinion. But, That Super Bowl, if we won that Super Bowl, we would have three-peated.
Yeah.
Because the year before that, I think we versus, what, the Falcons, right, or something like that. It was like...
Yeah.
And then if we won that and we won against the Rams, that would have been the first three-peat. So that technically would have been our three-peat. So if they three-peat, this will be, like, something that we will probably never witness ever again. Unless, you know, some other quarterback down the line does it. But like,
well, so that's the thing. That's the thing. Perfect segue. Because they said, oh, we're never going to see it again with Tom, and I was telling one of my professors this recently. I have this class called Argumentation Advocacy. So it's basically do a bunch of debates and stuff.
Okay.
And the thing is, all these Joe Montana fans, they got to enjoy and rest and relax. It's like all the players that go to Cancun after their season's over.
Yeah.
They got to enjoy Cancun for all these years. They were like, I don't have to worry about anyone taking over the legacy. The thing that gets me a little salty is that Patrick, right after, bro, even before Tom retired, he was starting the process, so there was no time to rest.
Which is actually crazy because he's really young. I mean, Tom Brady kind of did it too, but like the way he's doing it is different now from the time. Because people are going to say, oh, well, Tom Brady's not always the greatest of all time, even though Pat Mahomes passes him in rings. Honestly, bro, you could say the same thing about the Bill Russells, the Kobe's, the Michael Jordan's, LeBron's.
Mm-hmm.
It's different time eras.
Yeah.
You can't compare. You could, but technically you really can't compare LeBron to Bill Russell or Michael Jordan because it's different time periods.
And plus
it's different hit, like different like rules and whatnot. It was different hits. Like Tom Brady, he took hits. If the hits that he took that Pat Mahomes would take now, oh, it would be roughing the passer every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, it wasn't roughing the passer. They used to freaking smack each other.
I saw a video of someone like tackling Brady and Tom's helmet came off. Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that. It was like a hype video.
Mm-hmm.
He got up right away. I'm like, if that was today, everyone would just, it would be roughing the passer foul. Because you really can't get mad at that. People say the Chiefs are getting favored from the refs. Honestly, bro, the Patriots were kind of doing the same thing. We also got every call as well. They always do the star of the NFL. They want to do that. Just like for LeBron or whatever. People, they're going to do that. For the star player, because they know that people will, he's the hyped up person, he's the face.
It's gonna get like a lot of views when the face gets the calls, and
people are gonna hate on it. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but that's another thing too. After that AFC Championship game last week, he took the villain arc. He officially took the villain arc. He was like, you know what? Everyone likes to say he's Kermit the Frog or whatever. He enjoys that now. He's taking that villain arc because he knows, like, everyone hates him. And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if... Not that you don't want to be liked, but it's like, you know you're hated. You're like, you know what? Let me keep proving people wrong.
They get the motivation from it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like...
I'm going to keep proving people wrong because people will keep hating on it. Be like, okay, but I'm going to just keep doing it. Because you're going to keep hating, I'm going to keep doing it.
And the Raiders, I think they had a social media thing where they, like, came at Patrick and did the Kermit the Frog thing, like,
well,
you mentioned.
Seen that, yeah.
And that's the thing about these, you know, I think Patrick could be one of the GOATs. And the thing is, when you're one of the GOATs, they have this tick in their brain where they use the slightest bit of motivation. That's what Kobe did. That's what LeBron does. That's what Jordan, Brady, so on. You know, they have this little tick. And speaking of sports, I just randomly recognized this. When you mention the fans, it's perfect that you say that because the Philly fans, you know, some of them are scumbags, not all of them. That's perfect for mentioning this about, like, you know, you can't put one certain label on all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because me and you, we love everyone. We wish everyone well.
No matter what. Like, we're not coming at anyone. We say that they're scumbags, whatever. I actually do have, like, friends, personally, that are Philly fans. So I'm not coming at you.
Oh, no, no.
We're coming at people that, those random people that are just disrespectful no matter what. I don't like those people.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Yeah, it's like, there are definitely some scumbags in all shapes of life, you know, but not all. You know, there's not one group where every member of the group is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always that type of people that are like, they always make you look bad. And it's like, damn, like, there was, you know, when Kyrie was a whole figure and Celtics, people, dude, I've seen it in person. People had like a puppet and they kept stomping on Kyrie, lighting him on fire with him. I'm like, you know, that makes me look bad because I'm like, dude, I'm not like that. Yes, I did not like him for what he did to our team. But I'm not going to get a puppet or a jersey, burn it. I'm not doing that.
But the thing is,
I'm not like that.
The thing is, I felt like alone in that, in a sense of, I think I might have been with you when that happened. And I was thinking in my head, okay, here we are, Thomas Peterson right here. I legit have no enemies. I got love for every human being. I don't even have a problem with Kyrie did because in the end, it's his life and he wanted to leave the Celtics. I didn't want him to leave the Celtics. I don't like how it played. I don't like how it played out, but it's like, you know what? If he decides he wants to leave, he wants to leave. And that would be a hot take. It's funny. I was thinking this in my head. I might have been there with you when it happened, like I said. And I was thinking in my head, I don't have the balls to be like, I kind of stand with Kyrie because it's his decision. And now here I am months later on a podcast saying it to whoever will listen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's funny. Yeah, the Philly fans, what I don't understand is I can understand why people are like, oh, I don't want this team because of the fans. But I saw this thing when the Super Bowl matchup wasn't set up. And they were like, I don't want Eagles because of the fans. But it's like, the fans aren't the ones on the field.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's where I put it with this. Like, I know some of the Philly scumbags in the world. But, you know, it's not, they're not the ones rushing in Saquon Barkley's area, which I hope he gets a ring. He deserves it. You know, because I think if he rushes down the field, Kansas City won't be able to do it.
If they do win, which it'll hurt me, but they do win, he is probably the only one because he basically is their team. Mm-hmm. For him, they would not be there.
AJ Brown.
He wasn't doing nothing. No, either, but I know what you mean.
I mean, he grew up, I think, a Patriots fan, and obviously he has that Mike Vrabel connection. What if there was a day where, you know?
See, I see something about him or even T. Higgins, too. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's another thing about the Patriots, about the new head coach we could talk about. But, yeah, I know what you mean about the whole Philly situation. Like, it might seem like I'm mad because about their fans, but it's like, even during, like, last week's, like, when they won the championship, they were cheering in the streets like they won the Super Bowl. Like, it's like,
yeah, they were burning stuff down. It's like, bro.
It's like, you don't do that. Like, I would never talk down to anyone. If, especially something that would get recognized, I would never do it. Because, like, when, like, the whole Kyrie situation, they had, like, this dude outside to TR and saying, during the whole final series, wait, was he mentioned to Kyrie? I was like, he came up to me and I was like, no. I didn't want to say nothing because I don't know where that was going to go. I don't know if I would have got, like, hate for that or whatever. I'm not going to say something bad to him. Yes, I was mad about what he did. He stomped on the logo. Oh, yeah, it's just a logo, but it represents our team. You know what I mean? It's like if someone from, like, a different country stepped on our flag, the U.S. flag, that's disrespectful to our flag. Mm-hmm. So it's like, he's just toxic or whatever. I just didn't like him. But now, like, ever since then, I'm like, I don't really care for him. I don't really hate him that much anymore. It's just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, for the Super Bowl, I am picking the Chiefs. Then, you know, all the people that are not picking the Chiefs, I'm only doing it because of Pat Mahomes and I just don't like the Eagles. But that's respect.
Speaking of respect, I do respect you sticking to your guns and being like, you know what, I want Pat. And you know what, Pat, you know, he has, like I said, some GOAT tendencies. You know what I mean? Maybe down the line. You know, I remember when I worked at Ashfield as a paraprofessional, I remember one of the kids that I met through that job, he's a huge, huge Chiefs fan.
Oh, really?
And I had a bet with him 2 years ago. He was like, Mr. P, if the Chiefs win, I want you to buy a Mahomes jersey. And I was making buku bucks at that time. I was making bank. I was getting mad money every week. So I went into Lids, and obviously they fucking won. So I got it, and that's it. That's the only reason why I have a Mahomes jersey in my closet.
Man, you still have it?
I still have it.
You should give it to me.
I'm just joking. I feel like...
Everyone would hate me for that.
I feel like I would need it down the line because, I don't know, what if there's like a cute girl and she's like, oh, I like the Chiefs. And I'll be like, wow, it's funny you say that. I have this jersey, you know?
Philly Swift fan, okay.
That...
Philly Swift, I don't care what people say. People hate her because of the Chiefs. I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I like that, you know? She's a good singer, so, but...
She could be the current Michael Jackson, in a sense of how popular she is.
The female Michael Jackson?
In my opinion.
But she's really good, though. She's really good, though.
Yeah.
Respectfully, like, if it's, like, people hate her because of Chiefs, bro, like, come on, grow up. Mm. It's sports, bro.
Because you used the word respect earlier, and that's actually a segue for this, too, because I do respect the Chiefs. I feel like if I lived anywhere else on the planet, I'd be good with it. But the fact that I'm such a Brady guy, I'm such a Pats guy, you know, that's why it's so salty for me. But the thing is, if we really look back at it, this is how everyone else felt when we were dominating, you know?
That's another thing I want to get to, too.
And because Brady and Giselle was basically the pastime Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Two individuals who are very popular, who get a lot of the media. You know, so I can only imagine how everyone else felt when we were dominating.
It's a thing, too, that's what I want to get into as well. Why people hate the Chiefs so much. Man, the New England fans piss me off, man. You know why?
Why?
Not to get too personal, but like...
Oh, you could say whatever you want on the pod.
They wanted the Bills to win so... My friends wanted the Bills to win so bad. I think it's just because of Pat Mahomes as well. But it's like, bro, they're a division opponent.
No.
Well, that's like if the Celtics were like... If it was the Miami Heat or New York or whatever.
But you don't want...
They're a division opponent.
You don't want KC to catch up to our banners, though. You know what I mean?
But the Steelers and the Cowboys... I said this to my friend on Instagram as well. Like, the Steelers and the Cowboys are the same exact championships. They're six as well. We never got six till Brady. They always were ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
If they win this one, it'd be five. I don't think they're going to four-peat. If they do, I'll be very surprised if that was the case.
That'd be insane.
That would be insane. And plus, it's history to make it, too. So I won't be mad about that. That's also one reason why I would want them to win, too, because they never witnessed that. But that's besides the point. That's just, like, that whole thing with the people hating on because of the Bills, whatever, they hate. Like, I'm like, bro... I'm like, I would never cheer for the Bills. Never in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the Jets. Maybe the Dolphins. But that's it. I just don't like New York and Philly. Because it's just like, that's just how I am. LA is the third on the list. But that's a different story. But that's the thing. Like, Patriot fans are mad about KC being this good. I'm like, we are good for 20 years. This is how that's... Brady is their Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
So it's like... Just imagine how every other NFL fan base feels about the Patriots for the past 20 years. You feel me? That's why I said. I'm like, you really can't get mad at greatness because it happens. Everyone's dynasty is different.
Mm.
So it's like, Brady definitely would have three-peated. He would have been the first one. But, you know.
I'm so glad that the 07 one didn't happen. The reason being is like a...
The undefeated season?
Yeah, because I think he said in the Man in the Arena ESPN documentary that if it did happen... He wouldn't have been as motivated. He probably would have retired early. Understandable, because, like, what else do you have to do left? You know what I mean? That would have been insane. And you want to know what else is insane? Like, usually when I say words in this podcast, I say certain words, and it reminds me of certain topics. Bro, I don't know about you. Do you ever have a moment where you think about something, and then a random, completely other topic comes to you?
Yeah.
Bro, usually... Starting off a podcast, I somehow get on the topic of how I met the person.
Okay, yeah.
We were doing some like 98.5 the sports hubs type shit. They should hire us for that great soliloquy that we did. I actually met Felger and Maz, and Felger was like, oh, you're a communications film, no, media communications major. Send me an email one time. Maybe you can intern.
Decent.
Yeah. I'd be like, bro, that'd be crazy.
Imagine special guest on.
I'd get like a key card and be like, hey, Tim.
That'd be awesome. Be like, hey, you should come on mine too, collab.
That'd be lit. Be like, yeah, come on the podium. Come on the podium, you know? Because people were asking me, speaking of people that come on the podium, they're like, what's your business model with it? Like, what decides who you're going to have on and stuff? And I was like, literally, bro, anyone, any human being.
Anyone that's willing to come on, yeah.
Exactly. Because with you, it's a cool story. I like talking about the stories of how
we met or whatever.
Exactly. Because that's beautiful.
Not everyone, like, you always want to be like, how does Tom know Tim? You know, or how does he know, you know, any of these people?
Because there's a lot of highlights with the two T's right here.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, tell me if the brain farts kick in. We met, what year was it?
So, like, the first time we ever met?
Yeah, it was CCD, right?
CCD, I think it was, like, I don't know what grade it was, but the year, I would say probably, like, what, 2008, 2009, maybe? It was when we were at elementary school,
mm-hmm.
Very young. I don't know what age, but, like, we met, and, like, we just clicked. Like, I think it was because of football or something like that. I don't know how, but then, like, obviously, like, when we made our confirmation, obviously, CCD is, a church school type thing.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you, but yeah, it was like we met off, I don't know what we talked about, but we met, and then unfortunately we stopped talking for like 10 years.
It's funny how that happens, like it just happens like randomly, you know?
And then like I think the only way we found out about each other is like you want to scream live, and I'm like, oh shit, Tom, what about you and whatnot? So and then we met up again at that mall or whatever.
Because the mutual friends on the apps is so cool. It's like you'll find people that you didn't, like, remember in a while, you know? And I was like, wait, this guy looks familiar. Yeah. Oh, wait, I remember I met him in CCD back in the day.
Yeah.
And then the long gaps, and I love the friends that, like, you can have the long gaps, and then you could see them after that long gap.
Yeah, I know.
And you wouldn't even expect the gap even happen in the first place.
Yeah.
Because the Instagram Live era, that's why COVID was a blessing in disguise. I was doing those Instagram Lives. I was doing them until like literally the sun came up and you were one of my viewers. And I was like thinking in my head, I was like, self, I got to see this man again. And usually when people get older and adulthood happens, people get busy. You know what I mean? And there was one time, I think you said it was the day before Easter, right?
Yes, it was let's go meet at the mall. And I was like, okay. I was like kind of sus about it, but I was like, you know, because I know you're a good person, but I was like, I didn't know what would be perfect time, but we did the day before Easter, which is crazy because it was busy as hell, but we made it work. We went out to eat one night. It was a good time.
I like
that with Tony as well.
That's right.
I'd seen, wish he was on the pod, but which I haven't seen in since elementary school again. So like, it's just the fact the connections we have throughout the whole years, we get to like, be like, oh, what happened? Like, you know, from what year to what year, connections and whatever. But it's like, there's a lot of people that, like, after high school or middle school or elementary school, whatever, I don't even talk to anymore.
Mm.
It's mainly, like, nowadays it's just through work now. So, like, whenever I meet through work, it's like, oh, you can be my friend or whatever. Yeah, I just don't really talk to anyone else anymore. Unless, like, I see them on Facebook, like, oh, I remember you, but...
Is there like a specific reason as like, do you like the smaller circle or?
Yeah, I do.
It's like more.
Nowadays, just like people just treat you like, they don't treat you the same. People act different. People grow up the way they grow up. If it's how they grow up. I've been disrespected a lot. So I keep my circle very small. But there obviously is, there's a lot of people that I know personally that are not in like my small friend group, but I still know them. We still obviously have a good time. Like how, you know, my small friend group, but you're still like, we still have connections. It's like that. But like, I just cut off like a lot of people because like, I've been disrespected so much. I'm like, you know what? I don't need negativity in my life. Cause I've had since 2020, I had a rough 4 years since last year. Last year was like, my only good year since then, because I had a rough roller coaster of 4 years personally. So it's like, I cut off a lot of people in my life. So the fact that you brought that up, it's like, you know, just personal stuff, you know, but that's how I just went.
You're a warrior, though. I hope you know that.
Yeah, I know.
Because there's some people that when they go through the adversity, they don't know what to do next with it. But gladly you saw the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing about life. It's like you see the adversity and it's sadly going to happen to everyone.
Yeah, I know.
But how you like deal with it is the real thing. And you're gladly dealing with it well, you know? And I give you props for that because, you know, some people wouldn't be able to, understandably. You know, and I see people like famous people who look like they're living it, but sometimes you don't really know what's going on in someone's head.
Yeah,
you know, because we were talking about NBA and it's that random tick in my brain where a random topic comes up. Like, for example, someone like Shaq, you know, he is probably one of the most famous people. He's got everything going for him, but we still don't know. Oh, random burp. We still don't know what's going on in his brain. You know what I mean? That's crazy to think about. And one of the similarities that me and you have is being a fan of Juice WRLD's music. That shit, I don't know about you, that's like therapeutic. I can listen to his stuff good and bad times. What got you into Juice?
So my friend Christian back in 2017, he got me into his music. I was like, who is this? Like, you just listen to him. He's like a good rapper. I was like, okay. I started liking his music a lot. And it really like opens my mind up to like, yes, he does. He's not a kid rapper. He's more like an adult rapper because the way he talks. But like, he talks some real stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he does talk about, you know, drugs and personal problems. But like, he does it on a level where it's like, you could relate to him, not on the drugs part, but like on some real stuff. Like, my favorite song of his is Fast, because he talks about how like life is, like how young, how fast time is, and whatever. And I kind of relate to that because, like, I'm like, we only have so much time in our lives, 24 hours a day, we don't know. But like, with his music, I like it, I really do. Like I said, like, obviously. Songs of his, like, he does talk about a lot of like drugs and whatnot. I don't obviously relate to that, but like, it's just the other stuff, you know, the real stuff. But like, now I've been a fan of his music since 2017, and I really do like his music.
Are you big on his unreleased? Because I adore his unreleased.
Yeah, too. I try not to listen too much because I want to just like the suspense of it. But his new album is actually not bad.
You know what I just realized? Literally, us talking about. And people think when I realize stuff during the podcast, it's planned. I promise you, it literally happens on the fly.
Yeah.
The unreleased, us talking about the unreleased reminds me, the deluxe was supposed to come out the 24th. I think we were talking on Instagram DM, and I was like, I heard from my sources the 24th. It never came out.
So I noticed that the other day when I would get out, when I got out of work, because usually when I get out of work, I like to listen to his music on the way back home.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I looked down, I'm like, today is like past the 24th. I mean, let me see if he dropped it. I'm like, it says new release, but it says back in November. I'm like, did they not drop it in deluxe or whatever? I'm like, did they not know about that? So I don't know what happened with that, but regardless, I mean, his music I still listen to regardless. So.
I will never forget, it was 2019, and I was about to start church, and I saw the...
What, the death? What,
I was so...
How am I getting this from?
It's crazy.
I was like, when I found out, I'm like... There's no way, bro. That day was so sad, bro.
You want to know what makes it even crazier? Sometimes with these young artists, when they die young, it sadly means they're going to get more sales. But it's sad that it takes that to happen, you know?
Exactly, because, like, you don't get to see it. That's another topic I want to go on to, too, is the Damar Hamlin thing. I watched that game live. Because it was a Monday night game. I don't know what I was doing. I think I was just phone watching that game. He died on the field.
Uh-huh.
Like, his heart stopped on the field. They resuscitated him in the ambulance. He died again on the way to hospital. That's some scary stuff.
Uh-huh.
Live on TV, they stopped the game and everything. And then I'm happy that he's alive. Like, I followed him on Instagram. Even though he's a Bills player, I don't care about sports. It's a hobby. I care about the person's health.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, when I seen that, I was like, I'm so happy he's alive today because he gets to witness all that support. Because imagine if he passed away, he would get all that support and he wouldn't be able to witness that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, Juice WRLD, like, even with his documentary, The Abyss, that was a sad documentary. I mean,
especially the airplane part.
I had some tears in my eyes. That, like, because they let him do it, I'm like, how could you not just stop him? But, like, you could tell when he was just about to get out because, like, the way he was just out of it and whatnot. It's what happens when, you know, you do that kind of stuff. It sucks, but.
I almost went to the newest Juice WRLD day.
Well, in Chicago.
Yeah, because I've been to Chicago, specifically the United Center, 3 times. Once to see CM Punk's return to AEW, second time for a Kanye concert, and then I was going to do this one because sometimes in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's an event with one of my favorite celebrities or related or something to do with the favorite celebrity. And I had a lot of money saved and it was calling my name. But for some reason, they had it a couple days after Thanksgiving. That's not a good marketing idea because, bro, you know how crazy?
After Thanksgiving.
You know how crazy the airports are going to be? Honestly, bro, if it was a random day in March, I would have done it. Because, bro, they had this VIP thing. You go on floor. You get to see some of Juice's friends. I would have definitely done that. But then I was like, bro, it's insane. The only thing that was available, you ready for this? It was like a 5 a.m. Spirit Airlines flight.
Heck no, Spirit. I heard Spirit's so bad. I never flew in my life. I know Spirit's four. It's the worst one.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it's going to be probably, like, available.
It was, like, a good price, but, like, the time and the airline was not worth it, you know? I was like, if it was in, like, March or a dead-ass month, then I would have definitely done it. But, you know, it was something.
After Thanksgiving? Or was it, you said it was after Thanksgiving?
Something like that, yeah.
Because usually, like, because his birthday and his anniversary is, like, literally around the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he passed away, like, I think, like, a day or two or before his birthday or whatever.
Yeah, like early December, that would have been a fire time. Not really a lot of people are at the airport, you know, they're saving up for Christmas. You know, because, bro, that's the thing. I wish money wasn't a thing, because if money wasn't a thing,
oh my goodness,
me and you would have went there because we're big Juice guys, you know?
Even though I don't fly, I would try to.
Or we could just make it a road trip, you know?
It's a 6-hour road trip. Let's go to Chicago.
Yeah, we'll drive over from Mass to Illinois. We'll
have a whole road trip.
Whoever
wants to go.
That'd be fire. What would be, because other than Juice, what other stuff would you play on, like, the road trip? Like, what else other stuff would be on there?
So, for me, I am a mixed type of person. I like to listen to rock. Michael Jackson, obviously, biggest pop star right there.
Is he your GOAT?
For pop?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, music.
I don't know about, I don't really have a goat for music, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I just have likes, especially for, like, sports as well. I like to have, like, that one like thing. I like to have that likes. So, so Michael Jackson, I like to listen to, like, Metallica, like, mm-hmm. mix of, you know, Drake or whatever. Like, I like to listen to mixed. I like to keep it just one single genre because I think it's boring at the EDM mix.
Are you one of the people that is like, I like anything but country? Is that you?
So I'm not a big country fan at all. So, I mean, you got that out the way. But, I mean, if it's on, I worked at the Roadhouse for like 3 years. So
those roles are insane.
Those years, I don't regret at all. They were really good. I like the coworkers, but it's just like, other than that, I listened to music all the time there. That was country music. It was not my best type of music to listen to, but I mean, I had no choice.
Because you'd rather not hear all day, I'm going down to the ranch and I got my horse.
But like, I don't hate any type of genre music. I don't, like, you know, everyone's opinion is different. Everyone likes their own type of music. I don't judge on anyone
because mm-hmm.
people like their own different thing. Because that's the thing, if I judge someone else and they judge me, it's like, and I mean, I don't want no one judging me for me. Like, the, you know, what they do is whatever.
It's like the good karma thing. You give good stuff, the good stuff will come back to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what's cool to think about. It's like stuff that you didn't expect would happen does happen because you give the good energy, and that's what me and you both do. And a little goes a long way.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely one of my favorite quotes. Another quote I think I got from Juice WRLD, because we were just talking about him, of could be worse. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And nothing could be worse than how I was in the first year I did fantasy.
Yeah.
The first year, it was like a free trial. There was four people. It was me, Gavin, Chris, and Tony, because we were testing things out. And what happened was I was in last place. Thank God we didn't do a fantasy punishment, because that would have been crazy.
They're supposed to do one this year too, right?
I think if the person was down, but who would be down for a fantasy punishment? I probably won't.
It's a little too crazy, but I don't even.
Yeah, because me being commish, I got some inspiration for people growing up to get some commish ideas, and it's still so surreal that I'm now a commissioner for a league. And the thing is, there's no really punishment that's like embarrassing to me, because you know me, I'm willing to do pretty much anything. But like, if the person's down for punishment, sure, fuck it, we'll do a punishment if they're down. The thing is, this year, I remember I did like business calls, and I was like, we need more people. We need to do more than just four people. And you've been asking me for a while.
I was doing it for years, since I think like 2018, whatever. I've been doing it like by myself with like random ass people I don't know. Mm-hmm. But like, just doing it with like people that I know, the draft party, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, even though I sit at the draft party, I'm like, you gotta have the best team drafted and still be not good. I had an A-plus draft, and I still didn't make the playoffs. So it's like, you just don't know. It's just it's just random. It's all based off luck, in my opinion.
I'm giving you some behind the scenes. I love Cape Cod pizza, but that place was kind of a hole in the wall for our big group. I might add two more people, so then we'll have 12, the GOAT, Tom Brady's number.
Fair.
So I might do maybe the Chateau, you know, okay, for our next one. That'd be pretty lit.
Because I know we were talking about like going to July and doing that like pitcher's place.
Ooh, that'd be lit too.
Because you mentioned that too there.
That'd be fire.
Whatever. Or like, anywhere that's like cool, whatever. But I mean, Chateau is cool.
Because I'm giving some more behind the scenes with this. Do you remember right before the draft started? And I was like, oh, I need to get out. I need to take a family call. That's when I was like, I'm still on like the weight loss journey. But that's when I was like, showing bones weight loss journey. Like I was so connected to it, like so strict with it. I didn't actually take a call. I went out there because I had like a healthy dinner. You know what I mean? I was like doing quick, and I saw the phone. It was like, it started at 7. I was like, fuck, I gotta eat it quick. And I came back in there at 6:58 because I couldn't bring the food in, and I didn't want it to be like, yeah, I'm leaving you guys to eat the food. You know what I mean? So I was like, like, how are you with that? Like, I'm a fast eater but a slow drinker, you know?
See, I like to enjoy my food, mm-hmm. but if I have to rush, I'll rush. I would hate to rush because I like to enjoy my food, though. But, like, I know what you mean. Like, even the weight loss journey for when I listened to you and Tony on the first episode,
mm-hmm.
I was like, you guys weren't that bad. Oh, you guys were actually in good shape. I mean, you got, like, people always think that you might want to be like, oh, you're just saying that just to say it. I'm being honest. Like, I was like, when I listened to that, I'm like, you guys weren't in bad shape, though.
What's it called? Isn't it called like body dysmorphia or something? You look in the mirror and you look bigger.
Bad face or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I see what you mean. I mean, I see it in people, but I'm not going to be like, yo, you're too big. Like people would know.
No, I mean like when like your mind plays tricks on you where like I could be like super skinny, but then I look in the mirror and it's like there's still more work to be done even though there isn't, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be called that. I feel like I have that sometimes because I'll look at myself and be like, wow, it's big in the cheeks when it really isn't, because I'll take a picture with someone and be like, wait, actually, it's not that bad, you know? Because that's literally like that Juice WRLD thing. It was like, could be worse. It could be worse because it could always.
That's what you can relate on his quotes too, because he's has some real stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
On his song, he does say some real stuff on there.
Because his mom said, yeah, try not to listen to the unreleased, but it's hard. It's so hard, bro, because his unreleased, some of his catalog is better than the released, you know?
Yeah.
It's tough.
He was in the studio every single day.
Thousands of songs.
He still has thousands. That's why when they released his last album, I'm like, that's not his last music, though. He has also thousands of songs that he has that's not released yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I mean, I still got songs that he still hasn't released yet, or Little Bibby. His manager has released shit that I still have unreleased.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, he's still got music, but they just want to drop an album. I don't know why. But they should just drop like multiple more albums with the random songs, because like, obviously there was a story to it, but that album was a story because he was like technically at a concert they acted like, so. But.
Yeah. Him dropping stuff, you know, back in the day was so legendary and still is legendary when his stuff gets dropped. I remember, speaking of Instagram Lives, he would be on Instagram Live back in the day. And I wish I was a fan of him back in the day.
Oh, I never watched his Instagram Lives either.
He would post some like unreleased snippets. Like he'd be in the studio.
He would just like just sing on live. I'm like, I see those clips nowadays. I'm like, I wish I was in that because that would have been fire.
Exactly.
Like seeing that live, imagine that.
Because I don't know about you, but the feeling, the euphoria of dropping content, like right when I press publish, because the first episode that you mentioned with Tony was the first time I posted on YouTube in 10 years, because you have your legendary YouTube channel. Like, how do you feel when you press publish?
So when I make videos, I try to do as perfect as I can. I don't post like that anymore because I just got more personal stuff I'm worried about. But like when I used to post a lot, especially like the podcast channel I had, because I had two channels. When I posted, I'm not a person that expects like, oh, I need 1,000 people to watch this or whatever. I don't care if I got one view. I just want to post it because I felt my opinion I want out there. Just like how your podcast, you want to get big, but then again, you're like, you're just doing it for fun at this point because you want to be like, you want to hear people's stories or whatever. That's how I feel. I want people to hear my opinion. Even if like I don't get that many views, I wanted to post my opinion on it because, you know, that's how I felt about my channel.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't post like that anymore though. So I don't know what else I post it, but.
What was the top stuff that you talked about?
Like mainly just like sports and whatnot. It was like a sports podcast, to be honest. I really didn't do that much. So it was like, you know, the Patriots, the Celtics, whatever. Like
mm-hmm.
It wasn't really that much. So.
Because obviously with Celtics, like you came in and you had, you know, the scarf, and I was like, bro, that wasn't even planned. What a perfect, perfect coincidence that we had, because we got the triple threat green right here. Bro, you know where there's times where your friends are doing stuff, and that's like the not so big beauty of social media, because people see people doing stuff and they get jealous and like, oh, why couldn't that be me and stuff? That stinks how social media does that to people, you know, sometimes. That being said, I was jealous when I saw you at that beach event for the Celtics, bro. Like, what was... Tell me how that all went down, like, all the events.
Funny story about that. GRD posts, like, if you watch his post on Instagram, he posts, like, a lot of, like, events that go on. There was a couple that I missed out on that I was pissed, but I never got to do it. Like, the Isaiah Thomas one, I want to go to that, never got to. But this event... apparently, it was on a weekday, which was weird. It was in the afternoon during the summer. It was at this restaurant that my friend knows about, apparently, because he asked me about it. He's like, what restaurant you were at? And I told him it was in New Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a beach. It was like a beach-themed restaurant. And I walked in. I'm like, I thought GRD was going to be there because I was looking for him. Just a lot of Celtics fans. I texted him, like, are you here? He's like, no. I'm like, okay. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, well, there's a trophy right there. Let's take a picture. So I took a picture of it. And then in a distance, I'm like, who's in the distance? Wick Grosbeck.
Legend.
Our Celtics owner. So I'm like, I got to get a picture with him. So obviously I was being, you know, waiting for him. He was doing like some kind of like song or whatever. He got off the stage. He was walking. I stopped. I'm like, can I get a picture with you? And from right there, he was so genuine, so nice. So I'm like, I met part of the Celtics owner, and I got to see the Larry Bird Trophy, like the Larry Bryant Trophy. Best part, all free.
Isn't it the best?
When I walked in, we were there for like probably like half hour, 45 minutes top, me and my friend. And I was like, you want to come with me? He's like, yeah, sure, why not? And then like, I was like, he's like, who is that? I'm like, that's Wick Grosbeck, bro. That's Celtics owner, part ownership.
Where do you think it's going to go, the ownership battle?
Well, that whole controversy during the summer about him being like, he wants to be out on the Celtics, I don't know. Because ever since then, It's been like moved away. No one talks about it no more. Everyone thought it'd be Jeff Bezos was gonna do it, aka the person that owns Amazon. So like you're like, oh, Jeff Bezos is gonna own it. I'm like, why would he want to get rid of it? So they need to came off the championship.
Do you know what I realized though? Well, I don't think it's him. You heard about the dad, right?
Oh yeah, it's the dad part, yeah.
But not only that, I just saw a report that I just remembered just now. I don't know if you're going to believe me because it's actually a perfect coincidence because we were talking about like this world earlier, the Philly world. I saw one of the owners of the Philadelphia Eagles is interested in buying it.
Yeah, I've seen that too. I've seen a report about that.
How would you feel if that happened?
Yeah, you posted about that on Twitter actually the other day. I don't know how I feel about that, honestly. I don't know.
They are good owners, you got to admit. You know, making moves.
No, I mean, anyone that buys a team should be a good owner. I wouldn't expect them to be a bad owner, but a Philly owner? I mean, like I said, if stuff happens, it happens. I can't stop it from happening. I can't be like, no, you can't be owner. I can't, like, I mean, I'm not the boss, but if it happens, I mean, it happens. I mean, but my opinion on it, I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I guess it'd be okay. I mean, it's just, I found that very weird. I found that very weird.
You know, this might be a crazy hot take, but I'd rather him, Philly roots, I know, but I'd rather him than John Henry. Is that his name? The one from the Sox? Because he's borderline evil for what I heard.
John Henry? I see, for me, you probably know more than me. I'm more knowing about the Patriots and Celtics. I don't know much about the Bruins and Red Sox.
Oh, same. I'm not a baseball guy. I'm not.
That
yeah.
Or, like, I support the teams. But I just don't follow their whole thing. But I know, like, their ownership is really terrible. I don't know how I feel about it, honestly. I know the Bruins got rid of their head coach. They're still not doing good either. But then again, I don't know what's going on with them. But the Red Sox, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know, because I don't know anything much about it. But I know what you mean. I've heard he's horrible, so...
Well, with him, he's one of those people that are saying that they're going to do something, but they really don't.
Yeah.
You know, you've ever had that happen? There's someone that you know that's like, oh, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and then it ends up not happening, bro.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
It's like, bro, you're in this position. Come on, do what you got to do. Because the Yankees are taking over. They're taking over, bro.
They've been taking it. 27 championships. I'm so happy they didn't win the World Series, though. Even though I hate both Dodgers and... But I'd rather the Dodgers win, though. Especially from Mookie Betts, you know, ex Red Sox player right there. You know what I mean?
That's right. Do you know how lucky we are to live where we are? Because there's some people who are in Detroit right now that don't see their teams win jack shit.
That... I'm blessed. We're blessed to win this. Like, we're spoiled. I don't think a lot of people know about that, but we're spoiled as a city.
And even if we take sports out of it, just the area in general, we have the best hospitals. Yeah. Our education is good. Like, we went to the biggest high school east of the Mississippi, BHS.
Yeah.
Like, do you have any crazy stories for there? Because that place right there, those three letters open up a lot of memories with people when I mention BHS. So do you have any, like, crazy stuff from that place? Well,
Brockton High, just clarifying BHS, because I know people that there's a lot of BHS abbreviation.
Oh yeah, they might think they were Braintree kids or something.
So Brockton, in which I don't care for the city, to be honest, but I don't know how you feel. Anyways, the school, I wasn't a big fan of it. There was a lot of interesting stuff about that school I missed out on. Majority of the time when I was at school, I always seen like a fight or whatever.
You actually saw them?
Oh my dude, I
never got to see them.
I used to be not in the middle of one, but like there was a certain fight that was in the middle. Like, so, in the middle of one, I was, there was two. There was one where I was the IRC, I don't know if you remember that.
It's like the library, right?
Yeah. So, I was, like, going to the IRC because it was, like, study or whatever. These two kids are just fighting over a position on a line. I'm like, why? And then, all of a sudden, after that, before that, or sometime after that, at lunch, me and my friends, like, we just chilled, like, this is when they had the big tables outdoors after they got rid of the four side tables.
Yeah.
And my friend, like, we had five people at our table. These two kids come over. Guy comes with the cell phone. I'm over here just, mind you, there's a video. I don't know if it's on, I try to find a World Star a year ago. I could not find our WorldStar, but I was on WorldStar for this. Sitting there eating a cookie. Eating a cookie. Guy comes over, his cell phone sits right next to me. We're okay, I'm like, it's gonna happen. Friend sits across the table like how you are right now. These two kids behind me, I don't know what they're doing. They're like talking, all of a sudden, they start just wailing on each other. I'm like, I get up and like,
that's so random.
Over, and she's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just very confused on what just happened. My friend's like, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, I'm just eating a cookie. I'm like, I don't know what happened. Bro, the most random stuff happened. Fights broke out, everything. I don't know if you remember that day, September 29th. It's also my friend's birthday as well. They called it Boxer Day. You know why?
Why?
Because there was 11 fights that day.
That was like the Royal Rumble day.
That was the day where everyone was fighting.
Was that when we were seniors, right?
I think so. It was a day that I was there, and like there was fights happening left and right. People were saying it was fights in cafeteria or whatever.
Wasn't there a one in yellow where the girl jumped off the table?
Yep, the table, yep.
Mm-hmm.
But they called it, it was September 29th, I remember, I forget what year, but I think it was either junior or senior year. But they called it Boxer Day. People were saying 11 fights that day. I'm like, that's crazy. They canceled it. Apparently, I heard they canceled the football game because people were, like, they were, the team was scared about forcing us because of the fights.
I'll never forget, there were, like, people in my study class who were on the football team, and I was like, can I go to the BR, like, for bathroom? And they thought, because they were facing Bridgewater Raynham.
Because the fight or whatever? Or...
No. They thought that I was talking about Bridgewater Raynham, and they were facing them that day, and they were like, you want to go to our opponent's school? I was like, no, I'm talking about the bathroom, bro. The abbreviation, you know? Yeah. I'll never forget, there was a time where we were sophomores, and that's what's so easy. We were in the same grade, so I don't have to do the math, you know what I mean?
We didn't see each other during high school, though.
That's how big the place is. It's like a college campus.
That's not too young.
Like, I'm running into people that we graduated with to this day. I always forget that there was like 900-some of the people that we graduated with. That place is fucking massive.
Yeah. What building were you in?
I was in Green.
Oh, okay. That's weird, because I was in Blue, so I'm like, how the... Or Azure.
Yeah.
How's it... I don't know how we didn't see each other, but... Yeah, there was the fire alarms. I wasn't...
Yes.
I wasn't there for that, though. I was home. There was times when I was home and things happened.
It's like that meme where it's like you miss one day and all this stuff happens.
I was so like, why? They had lockdowns or whatever, which obviously safety lockdowns. There was only time in my history of school that there was actually a real lockdown was like, I guess like this parent, I was at East Middle School,
mm-hmm.
and there was this parent that came in, didn't check into the front office, so they told everyone to lock down. They didn't know if it was like someone that was coming in. You just don't know. But like, that's the only real time, but everything else was like a practice lockdown. There was a time when I didn't go to school and they had a lockdown where they had canines come in and search for drugs. Apparently it was like an hour or two as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn.
Do you remember that time when we were sophomores and the bathrooms weren't working, so people had to take golf carts to go to the football field to go to the bathroom?
I don't think I was there that day.
You missed all the legendary days, my friend.
There was the catch on fire in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
There was a bomb threat. I don't know if you remember that.
Was that the one that the person down south wrote the bomb threat?
Yeah, but, yeah. And, of course, out of all schools, they pick our school. And they thought I was, like, in the school. They had everyone go. Everyone was so confused. But that school is very, very interesting.
I remember that fire alarm day that you were talking about.
I was not there, but they pulled it. And then I heard they pulled it again after they went back in.
Yeah.
Mind you, it was a funny thing to do. But then again, you got to respect out of, like, because I'm a very serious person when it comes to this. People need to realize that, like, during any situation, there are special needs kids that have, like, medical conditions that go through the loud noises or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't know what's going on. I understand it was all a joke or whatever, people were pulling it, but it's like, you got to be considerate about the, you know, the kids that had those serious issues because, like, they can't handle it. That's
exactly.
The thing that really sucks about that. I just wanted to bring that up because, like, you just don't know. People need to be, like, really considering about other people. Even though, you know, people be like, oh, I don't care about what you want for myself. That's fine. But, like, then again, like, in those situations, you've got to be serious with that. So, that's what I wanted to bring up.
I didn't even think about it in that point of view. It's something that, like, I had a brain fart with that I didn't think of. It's sad that they had to experience it. Saying that, I say that because I know that I'm sadly right with this, whereas some of them probably took it, you know, much harder, which stinks. It's very bad. It just makes the situation more.
It really, like, yes, it was cool to be like, yeah, we got to go out of school twice, whatever, but it's like, that day, you hear about the kids that can't handle it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just, like, I feel bad for that because, like, we're blessed to not be in that position where we had to suffer through that medical condition, but they had to. You see? Like, but, like, there's 4,000 kids in that school. No one really cared about that at the time. It's like that school was so big that people just didn't care. But
that, yeah, because it's like so out of routine for people, you know, especially people who sadly have physical or mental like deficiencies, you know. I'll never forget, it was like I'm going to biology. And I put all my stuff down. I'm getting ready for the day. You know, I'm about to take notes or whatever the guy had planned for us. And then the fire alarm, you know, goes off. And then I come back. I'm like, okay, that was unexpected. Let me get ready. It comes off again. And the crazy thing is, it fell on the senior's last day. It wasn't even a senior that did it. I think it was a freshman, someone who's younger than us. That's flabbergasting, if that's even a word. Because you would expect it to be the seniors on their last day. It wasn't even a senior. So he or she fucked up the rest of their high school career to do that, you know? And not only that, you know what else happened that day?
What?
I think, if I remember correctly, there was a water main break.
Yep.
So you put all those things together on it. That's insane to think about, you know? That's insane because it all fell on the same day. Like, what were you thinking when you sadly missed? Because as much as we don't like,
unfortunately, respectfully, yeah, I mean, like, when I missed a day when those shit that stuff happened, I mean,
because we don't like that it affected the people in the special needs classes, but like at the same time, how did you feel? Like, because that wasn't an adventurous time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, there's a lot of stuff I missed out on. I don't know. There was a lot of stuff I missed out on, but how I felt was like, I was like, damn, like I missed out on a good, like all jokes, like I missed out on a good day, but like just experiencing that, like I was like keen edge at a school.
Mm.
They were serious about that, but I don't know how it is now, but like back then it was like, seeing back then is like 20 years ago, it's like 70 years ago, but it was, I just like, found out on social media because everyone I had, majority of them, my friends were on social media from high school. So I've seen was this happened, and like the Enterprise posted as well. So I'm like, that happened? I'm like, wow. And then, like, I don't know, I forget, there was a day that like we had a blackout as well. It was like, that school, we had interesting days for 4 years.
Some people would make Facebook memes about the craziest days that happened.
Oh, yeah.
There was some creative people out there. Like, they were so quick with it. I love how you can see on the news feed how quick people are with the memes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the soonest thing could happen. Because I'm sure I already saw memes about John Cena's face after he somehow lost last night, which I'm kind of glad he did because it would have been too predictable.
Like, it was like he was staring up in his face like,
yeah,
I've seen that already. I guess I was like, wow.
I thought for sure my boy Punk was gonna win, bro. And then Logan Paul. Jay. This might be a
hurt. Well deserved though.
And it fits well with his nickname, Main Event. So now he's gonna be literally Main Event Jay Uso.
That was like the whole theory of him being Main Event Jay Uso all the time. I'd be like, can it be? We're winning, you know, the Rumble 2 years.
That's right. I'll never forget. Well, obviously I won't forget because literally like 14 hours ago, whatever the fuck it was, I'm in bed, one eye open, and it's like literally probably like 4:25 in the morning.
You have to get up in like 8 hours to go to.
Exactly. And I was like, I got an important podcast, and I saw it, and I saw Jay, and I was thinking in my head, oh my gosh, am I dreaming? But it actually did happen, because I did not expect it to play out that way, you know?
He had the best, other than Stone Cold, he had the best blow-up off of a group being solo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everyone thought it would be LA Knight, which I still can't say neither, but it's whatever. But for Jey Uso, he had perfect timing for a big blow-up, because, like, he makes all the kids, like, yeah, like, that whole gimmick.
That sounded wrong, but I know what you meant. I know what you meant.
Perfect. But I know what you mean by it sounded wrong. But
yeah.
But, like, he makes, like, you know, like, the whole fan base. Like, everyone's just, like, even at the run we went to,
mm-hmm.
remember, in Boston, when you were on TV with him?
That was insane.
That was, bro.
Bro.
I'm so happy I sat at the exit, or, like, near the exit that happened. So I was like, wait, where's he coming out from? Dude, 5 people next to me were, like, I was that close to him. I didn't know about it until you told me that you're on TV. I was like, bro, I'm that close to him. I try to get as far away as possible. And then the one in Providence, bro, we at the end of the show, we went to the barricade in Providence, bro. That's the closest I've ever been to. But that's another thing I want to talk to you about, too.
Mm-hmm.
Next time one comes in Boston, I'm going to try to get seats that are at the barricade, especially the ones on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit that close. So I never sat that close.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, being that close, you know what I mean? Even though the pyros are loud as hell, I wear the earplug things, but still, it's like, I want to, like, that's a dream of mine. Because back then when I was younger, I always wanted to go to a wrestling show, which I now have done 3 times now. But I want to go to, like, the next one, like, to be at the barricade.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, that'd be cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember when we went to that Raw in Boston that you were talking about, I was, you know, getting situated. It was a couple minutes before the show started. I was eating my snacks or whatever, chilling.
You told me.
Yeah, and then Harold, he was like, oh my gosh, you gotta come over here now. Jay's over there. I was like, are you serious? So he ran over there.
Where was he exactly, though?
He was, like, in one of the hallways near the elevator.
Okay, so they're probably getting ready for him to come out then.
Yeah, and then I had, like, the bright Cena shirt on.
Yep,
and then
the orange one, yeah.
It was insane. They were like, Thomas, you got found again? And I think I saw the same WWE producer who was with us when we went the entrance with Jay. I think that same guy that gave me the Phillies belt temporarily was with us.
Really?
Crazy coincidence. Insane. And I'll never forget, me, you, and Harold, we all drove into the Providence one.
Yep, sat next to each other. What's the odds of that, though? Because we didn't know what post to sit next to each other. Mm-hmm. We all got the same seats and everything. I'm like, first time, man.
That was fire. I think that's when I sadly found out that Psycho Sid died, because I didn't see it.
That was the time, yeah.
I didn't even see it, and then I found out from the broadcast. I was like,
yeah,
when man.
I posted that, I'm like, yeah, he died. I think it was that day, something like that, or like the day before.
Are you a fan of West Side Gun? Do you listen to any of his music?
I don't know who he is, to be honest with you.
I respect the honesty.
I don't know if anyone's going to make fun of you for that, but...
Nah, you're fine.
There's a lot of people I hate that people be like, do you know who he is? I'm like, no.
It's a rapper who's a huge wrestling fan.
Okay.
You know, I think he's had like covers with, you know, Psycho Sid. He actually had a cover with Benoit, which is very risky to do. I'm sure the sales went down when he did that.
That was a funny thing when he told me about that. When he said that he's your favorite wrestler, I was like,
well, second, because the thing is, I'm a very big person on separating the art from the artist.
Regardless of their, you know, life, but...
Yeah, I'll never forget. We were playing this game on the way over to the Providence Raw, and I was like, okay, you have the Edge part. Edge is 3, Punk is 1, so try to guess, and we were on the highway. We were like, try to guess who my second favorite wrestler is. And I think you were like, I want to say it, but I don't know if I'm going to get it right. I don't think it's this person. I was like, let's test the waters. And you're like, Chris Benoit? I was like, yes. And you're like, what?
At first, I was like, is he dead or alive? You're like, he's dead. I'm like, okay. So I was thinking about 2 people. Chad, the, you know.
Oh, from Crime Time?
Yeah, the one that died in the water. Or obviously him. So I was like, all right, so I'm going to get 2 guesses. I'm like, I told you, like, wow. Because, like, that's the only 2 people I really know that really, like died like
that. Eddie.
Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah. Yeah, those two were besties, and it stinks what happened. Those are the types of situations that I look at as like, what would happen now? Like in a sense of, so the Juice WRLD thing, I don't know if you heard about the thing where he was on the airport and he knew the cops were coming, so he just swallowed all the drugs.
That's a theory. I don't think that happened. What I think happened was they were hiding. Because they didn't see it in a documentary, but in a documentary they said that he got off the plane and they were like going to arrest him, and he just had his episode at that time. I don't believe that he just, took all of them in. I think that's just a whole theory people made up.
Because if that was the case, I would have much rather him just flush him down the toilet than him taking it.
I don't know what happened, but that's just a theory, because I don't think that's true. I don't think he would just intake them and then have that episode. But who knows what really happened, but I don't think that's true, though.
I'd much rather a Juice mugshot than, sadly, what actually did happen, a Juice funeral. You know what I mean? And it stinks. It really does. And like I said earlier, the crazy thing is, like, sometimes it takes those young artists passing away when they do to get more sales. Like PNB Rock, when he passed away, he got more sales.
Sad too. Yeah, I went to get a picture at a table knowing that there's a lot of people that probably know, and someone just pulled up on him like that. That's You should know. If you're a famous person, and that's just me too as well. Like, I noticed that, like, I don't post like that on social media no more. I just share stuff. Cause, like, not that someone's gonna pull up on me and do something, but like, that's just instinct. Like, if you're a famous person, especially, you should not be posting stuff where you're at, especially because people know who you are. If you're a famous person, people know who you are. So, and then, like, famous people have a lot of hate. No matter what, who you are, if you are a very likable person, people still hate you. So it's like, you don't do that. Even though, yeah, you might be like, oh, yeah, look at me. I'm freaking showing my food at what I'm eating. But it's like, you know what I mean? That's how people are. They don't care, unfortunately, how well it is.
It stinks. It really stinks. And I think you said it perfectly, where, like, there's famous people who get hate. And I think they're very polarizing, because there's a lot of people who like famous people because they use them as inspirations and stuff, and they like the content they bring out. But they also get a lot of hate from people who are, like, jealous that they're not where they're at. So I feel like famous people in general are just very polarizing, you know? Like how John Cena used to be back in the day before the retirement tour. They would sing John Cena sucks, and like the...
Dude, last night too.
Really?
Yeah, they said it during the Rumble.
It must have been when I was skipping through. I didn't notice it.
It's at the very end. It's like, at the very end, like, they're like, Cena sucks. Let's go, Cena. Like, he's looking back, like, the last time. But, like, that's the thing with him. I don't think you watched the post-show, though, right? You didn't watch it?
Who was on there? I was actually wondering that.
Oh, there was three people. It was him, Charlotte, Jay, and obviously Triple H. So, the most important part was obviously John Cena's part. He confirmed a lot of stuff on there. He's definitely going to be in the Elimination Chamber. He's definitely going to main event Mania, probably the first night, obviously.
He said he was going to main event WrestleMania?
Said that he definitely...
That's ballsy.
And then he said that he's definitely going to go out to 17th title. Because last time when they had... I think it was the Raw premiere on Netflix. They had a premiere, like the post-show as well. He said he was thinking about doing that stuff, but now he's definitely doing it because I think he realized, like, how much hits he took that he can't take that much anymore. So, and plus he said he's going to make a movie in Hungary, so he's not going to be obviously here till Elimination Chamber. But he said he confirmed that he's going to be in there, go for his 17th title, and then, so I'm like, okay, now that's another thing. I don't care if he wins the 17th title and drops it like 2 weeks afterwards, because as long as he wins it, cause that's what happened to Jey Uso. He won the Intercontinental for like, what, 2 or 3 weeks, and he dropped it, fortunately, because I wish he stayed with it. But that's how he's probably going to do it as well. Because, as says, I mean, he's okay, but I could tell he's not look good. He's not, like, even with CM Punk, when he was fighting last night, every time he fights, he does not look himself. every time he fights.
He just coming in.
I think he's just a mic person, honestly. I don't think.
Whoa!
Am I, that's unfortunate. Because he's up there in age, too. Everyone expected AJ Lee to come back last night, too. I'm like, she's more of an author. She doesn't want to do all this again. As much as it would shock the world, but I don't think she would come back like that.
They do it every year. Every time on TikTok, they're like, oh, it's coming. It's not coming.
Like, they said, there's a clip of him saying that. Like, oh, the Women's Royal Rumble is going to be a surprise. I'm like, let's be honest. I highly doubt AJ Lee. I'm like, she never wanted to come back anyway, respectfully. But like I said, that is how they get older. That's why I'm surprised Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy still wrestle to this day. I'm like, there's rumors of Jeff Hardy coming back. I'm like, dude, I'm like.
Because they have the TNA partnership now. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't even mean though. But it'd be fire. It'd be fire if The Rock showed up last.
He was in the promo, so I don't know what the hell happened.
Maybe last thing and stuff, but that's another thing. Like I said, the Rumble wasn't really that. I guess they hyped it up to be like that because I think they expected those people to come back. But, I don't know. But other than that, I mean, no, but they're CM Punk doesn't look that good anymore. They're just up there in age. That's what happens with athletes. Your body just can't take it like that unless, you really take care of it. I think he's just some mic person, honestly. But it would have been cool to see him win it, though.
Speaking of athletes, one of the things that we have in common, like we said, is obviously sports, like we've said, and you're an avid watcher of it. Were there any sports growing up that you played or that you were a fan of playing yourself?
Obviously basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to do football, be a running back. That's why Marshawn Lynch, a.k.a. Beast Mode, was my favorite NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
But no, fun fact, I tried out for basketball and volleyball in middle school. Obviously, did not make the team, in my opinion.
That's their loss.
It's all good. It's all good. It's just a learning experience. It's I guess that just wasn't the time. I don't like to think about the negatives like that. If I don't make it or fail at it, I don't think about, the disappointing times. I always think about maybe it just wasn't my time.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to think about that. I always put maybe just the timing wasn't right. And, it's fine with that. I mean, school wasn't the best thing for me, honestly, but I'd be honest with you. So.
See, that's the thing. I'm glad that as time goes on, people, the higher up people, hopefully are starting to understand that school and academics in general is not for everyone,
No.
I wish people understood that sooner in the world, but I think people are starting to realize that, people can be successful without school, because obviously you don't need to be going to school to be successful. And that's how it was back in the day. People thought it was just that, but gladly people are starting to open their eyes to it, And gladly, I know that my great friend, Tim, is going to continue to be successful. And that is the wonderful part of life. There's successes and there's adversity. And like we were saying earlier, the biggest thing is how we deal with the adversity. And that being said, because you said you watched episode 1, you probably know where I'm going with this. The question that I ask all my viewers, if the viewers want to answer as well in the comments, they can, but I ask all my people who join me on the show, what makes life so beautiful?
Just doing you. Honestly, just being yourself. We only have one life. Just make it to the fullest. Just that's another thing I want to bring up too. People always talk about New Year's resolutions or whatever. On top of this, I don't believe in that stuff. I believe in just do it. If you're gonna do something, set a goal, just do it. Don't be like, oh, I want to lose this kind of weight, or I want, just do it. Shia LaBeouf, that stuff. Just do it.
Uh-huh.
Just do it. Don't even think about it. Just do it. I told my friend that the other day, and he was like, damn, that's some deep stuff. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, don't just say, just do it. I don't believe in, because people don't commit to that stuff. I'm like, if you're not going to commit, don't say you're going to just set a goal. Just put your mind to it. Do it. I mean, that's pretty much it. Just, just live life. Try to do as much as you can, Pretty much it, honestly. I mean, that's how I've been living life is just doing stuff, you know?
I like that because I've seen posts where it's like showing up already gets you a step ahead of some people, you know? And it's not good to think about it in a competition ways because not like a competition ways, but just the fact that you showing up does legitimately put you above other people. Because some people, sadly, their mind plays tricks on them and they're like, I don't know if I want to show up, you know, and just the anxiety kicks in. But showing up is already the first step. And that could be the hardest step. So you get past that first step and blessings can come from it. You know what I mean? You never know what blessings can happen. Life can change in one day. And that's why I had to get you on here because, like I said, I like hearing about people's lives and I'm glad I can add you to the collection of lives that I've heard from, you know?
Just an open-minded podcast, you know?
That's right. Anything goes and anyone's welcome. And you are definitely welcome for a future guest again. You know, we're definitely going
to
run it back again.
They'll update and whatnot, whatever, you know?
Yes, sir. My friend, much love, my friend. Thank you so much for joining.
I'm honored.
Yes, sir.
Ever time to be on the podcast, and, you know.
And definitely not the last.
Definitely won't be.
That's the double T right here, Tim and Tom. And you know what? I just want to let everyone know, I want you guys to all enjoy life.